You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, 808 on ESPN 97.5. This is a short segment because Lance eats everybody's hamburgers. Good Lord. Like, you don't know that... Don't you think you should ask... Hey, what's the deal with these burgers out here?
No, you don't ask. You know how it is. You just go get something.
No, and then what
happens?
That's
not part of the number one show. Is definitely
Tatiana doesn't
us.
Have a hamburger.
And
then.
You went and grabbed the one burger that appeared to be taken.
The
only one.
Should I tell you what's worse? I already have bought some little pre-made, snap kitchen meal. So I had my dinner in the kitchen, but now I just saved it for lunch. I could have eaten that, but a burger. With some fries sounded better.
That's fine. You just don't grab the one that's already been spoken
for. Yeah,
They
brought fries too. I'm just not sure why I thought that was for me. I did think it was like, this is something somebody didn't get because clearly it's all been
the word
picked
is through. Privilege.
All right. We've already been through.
We know why you
we know
want.
What you're
you know
all
why
about.
Someone
HR may be calling.
Set up a burger for you.
It had all of the. Earmarkings of something that had been attacked.
If you hear from Laura Beavers, don't be surprised. So let's talk about the Cleveland Browns, and you've heard something about their coaching job.
Well, just a name that's been whispered, and it's
Condoleezza Rice.
No.
Okay.
Although she's like, women need to start becoming head coaches. Like, let's get some experience first. Slow down.
I know. There's all kinds of articles now. Well, this is just proof that the NFL needs to have more women in head coach. Someday there should be a woman head coach. Whatever.
Well, if a woman becomes a defensive coordinator, the traditional route, sure. Why not? But until that actually happens in the NFL, relax.
Right. I mean, Condoleezza Rice, I don't know about her coaching experience. Oh, yeah, I do.
She doesn't have any.
So I'm pretty sure.
That's not a real thing. I'll call a couple plays. She's joking.
Yeah, he was joking too.
Who?
John Dorsey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, what'd you hear about the Cleveland Browns?
So, take it. Who is an accomplished coach who might
John
be on
Harbaugh.
The hot seat? That's it.
Yeah.
Have you heard that name?
I have heard that name.
Yep.
And
there's a thought.
John Harbaugh is going
to
work.
There's a thought that the Ravens, and it may come to hey, you know what? It's just time. I want to go. You want me to go. Y'all want to hit reset. It may be time. And if he, that's the kind of coach. Lincoln Riley is a sexy name because he coached Baker and he's, you know, you see Sean McVay and all that. But John Harbaugh knows how to win in the NFL.
Lincoln Riley is a name out there because of Baker that somebody put out there. There's nothing behind Lincoln Riley. I mean, it may happen. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. When you look at Sean McVay, you see a young, energetic, smart coach. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he doesn't change the way business is done in the NFL. Now, obviously, Andy Reid, but this old coach, you know, retread thing and everything. It worked with Dick Vermeil. How long ago is that now? But this Sean McVay thing, okay, who made whom look worse? James Conner making Le'Veon Bell, because look, I can do this, or Sean McVay making Jeff Fisher look bad.
Well, I'd say James Conner, and here's why. I don't think anyone doubted. Well, that's hard to say. I mean, Jeff Fisher had a long history of mediocrity and like 7-9 to 9-7 type, kind of Texans ball, really, what it's been. Our joke on the Texans stuff, that was kind of how Jeff Fisher had always been. And but you knew you were adding. You had just drafted Jared Goff. You had Todd Gurley. You had Aaron Donald. Like, you could see some pieces bubbling up to the surface. I never envisioned James Conner having this amount, this type of success, not only on the ground but also catching a football. I didn't see him posting numbers that were this comparable to Le'Veon Bell. I really didn't. Now, I don't think it makes Le'Veon. I still think Le'Veon is a special back. But it does diminish it, it. What it does, it makes that argument for you don't spend crazy money on running backs. It's about the system and the scheme, yeah. And you can find another guy to get close enough.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think that's a little bit. Would James Conner be doing these same kind of things with the Texans offensive line? You put the Texans offensive line in Pittsburgh. No. Are they all going to have that kind of success?
He creates for himself with power. Like he's yeah,
except there are holes there for him.
I agree with you. Le'Veon Bell can find yards for himself in any offensive front.
And not only that,
James Conner's not the same.
Catching the ball out of the backfield, all of that stuff. I think Jeff Fisher just looks terrible right now.
I think he always looks
terrible. And oh, by the way, looks terrible. We're watching the game. There were four couples. We're at a bar watching the game, having dinner and everything else. The girls are around, you know, we got the corner of the bar. And the girls look up about with 3 minutes left. Who's that? That's Sean McVay. Wow. Yeah, he's got a Russian model for a girlfriend, so slow down.
Spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was about him.
That was about Sean McVay.
Yeah, because he had the Russian
A little bit later. We're leaving. Did the cute coach win? Yeah, the cute coach won. Okay? So, yeah, the cute coach won, Jenny.
Did the cute coach win? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
I know they weren't referring to Andy Reid.
No, it was not Andy Reid.
Right.
I'm almost positive it wasn't Andy Reid.
No, that was...
I'm almost positive.
That was Jenny. Did the cute coach win? Yeah, the cute coach won, Jenny.
So I'm looking at Le'Veon Bell versus James Conner. You know, Le'Veon Bell never... This is crazy to me. Le'Veon Bell never rushed for 10 touchdowns in a season for the Steelers.
Yeah, but how many touchdowns has he scored?
Well, you're going to be surprised. He's had 11 total and 11 total are his highest. He's done that twice in 5 years. James Conner, he has 7 receiving touchdowns, which I would have thought would have been closer to 17. And he has 35 rushing touchdowns. James Conner has 10 rushing touchdowns so far this year, 1 receiving.
That's 11 and 10
now,
games.
Now, here's the difference. He has 45 catches. James Conner right now is averaging, 9.1 yards per reception. Le'Veon Bell only averaged that one time his whole career. And man, I tell you what, it is very – do you know Le'Veon Bell only averaged 4 yards a carry last year? It took him 321 carries to get to 1,291. I mean, I can see concern about becoming a grinder. The last 2 years, he has 582 carries.
Well, right. That was his.
I mean,
that's
the argument for the Steelers.
That's the argument for him.
That's the Steelers argument.
You guys are riding me into the ground when I'm trying to keep some tread on the tire and when you get a big contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course.
No. He's got a viable argument. The Steelers' argument is also viable. Mm-hmm. Well, we value running backs as guys who churn up yardage, and we don't like to pay them, in excess when we know that history tells us that we are not going to have the right side of that deal. You know, the fans want players to get paid as much as they can, and that's fine. But you can't begrudge an owner or a general manager, if they say, we know the last year or two of this is going to be bad deal, they don't have to give contracts that are bad contracts.
No.
Because the same fans are going to be pissed at that same GM for giving a bad contract 3 years down the road.
Well, and the saying is always, well, the player can't hold up. Well, the owners just cut them, don't they? Well, yeah, they do. And guess what?
But that's changing now. The amount of guaranteed money, Kirk Cousins has changed.
Yeah.
And also Todd Gurley. It is changing. The amount of guaranteed money out there is a lot higher. Let's break it right now.
Wayne, let's talk about Chance McClain. Everybody wants to talk about Chance McClain right now. Not everybody. Not Jackie.
He's going to do a documentary about a little horse named Jackie G.
I know.
Yeah,
there's a little horse out there. A little.
Well, it's not a neat story. It's actually a terrible story.
No, it's a terrible story. But
it's a terrible story in Florida.
YourHeritageFilm.com, Jackie G. That's going to be – would that shock you? And, well, the story will shock you, but that's something that Chance is working on right now. He's working on so many things. There's so many people out there that want to tell their story and keep their story for posterity. For years and years to come, you're going to have that. So Lance has got it, a 3.5-hour documentary about his family, stuff that he didn't know was happening. His stuff that his mom was like, how did he get that picture? Where'd that come from? So this is what Chance does every single day. And if you want that story of your family told, all you got to do, my friends, is go to yourheritagefilm.com. See how Chance does it. See what he does. It's unbelievable. You'll see you'll see videos, and this can be your family held for generations and generations to come. Yourheritagefilm.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. All right, it's rivalry weekend now.
Yeah.
We only got today and tomorrow to talk, and because we were here yesterday, but somebody else wasn't. So we got some football to talk. We got rivalry games that don't seem much like rivalry games. What do you think? Do you know yet what the Michigan Ohio State line is?
No. Where's it being played?
It's at Ohio State.
I'm going to guess it's Ohio State 9.
You think Ohio State is a 9-point favorite?
It's just a guess.
Yeah, it's a bad guess. It's Michigan minus 4.5.
Oh, wait. No, I thought you said Michigan State.
Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought you said Michigan State, and I'm thinking Ohio State. Yeah. Michigan is
4.5. Oh. At Ohio State.
They didn't look good against Maryland.
They didn't look good against Purdue. They didn't look good against Maryland. They haven't looked.
You know
good.
What line makers believe in? Results. Line makers say how you play is what you are. And you know what? Michigan, this number looks crazy. You just think, I'll take the points. No, and maybe you do, and maybe you win. But you know what the results tell you? The results tell you that Michigan should be this favorite. When you look at how they played versus how Ohio State
played.
They
played much better.
Yeah.
They played. There's no question they played much better football.
Wow. They are that big a favorite. If I had been paying attention to what the actual game was, I might have said pick.
Yeah.
I just probably couldn't have swung Michigan as the favorite.
What do you think LSU and A&M is?
It's at A&M, right?
At A&M.
I'm going to make A&M 1.5.
It's a pick 'em.
Okay.
It's a pick. Auburn, Alabama.
Oh, my God. That's at Alabama, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, revenge game. Tua's back. God, can I set a number high enough? 24.5?
25.5. Notre Dame at USC.
USC stinks. They've quit on Helton. They'll have a new coach. Notre Dame still has something to play for. That's not neutral. That's at SC, right? Yeah, so I'm still going to make Notre Dame 7.5.
11.5.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
That makes sense. I think I still like Notre Dame in that one. They got something to prove. They needed style points, and they really... Well, it didn't help that Eric Dungy went out so early.
But still, everyone was worried about that game. They were really focused for that one, despite their terrible uniforms.
Purdue and Indiana.
Oh, this. Well, where is it?
At Indiana.
But Purdue still a... Well... Purdue 2?
Purdue 4. Purdue's having themselves a nice year. Indiana played really well last week.
That kid Moore, their freshman, is unbelievable at Purdue.
Yeah.
Indiana played really well. That kid is really, really talented. He's the one that had like a couple of highlight reel touchdowns last week against Wisconsin.
Florida and Florida State, Del.
What a fun game that is.
In Tallahassee?
In Tallahassee. Florida State surprising last week with a win over Boston College.
Florida's still got to be the favorite.
Yeah, Boston College coming off the Clemson loss did not respond well, particularly in the second half. I would say Florida 5.
5.5.
Yeah.
5.5. Yep.
That's for bowl eligibility for Florida State, and they care about that there. They haven't missed a bowl in over 30-plus years. So something that means they scheduled a game against some opponent to try to get there last year.
Right.
So they care about it quite a bit. So it's a way to salvage what's been a bad season for them.
Yeah. No, that absolutely is. Washington at Washington State.
Well, Washington State's going to be a favorite there. About a 3.5.
3. Oklahoma at West Virginia. That's a Friday night game.
At West Virginia. I'm going to make West Virginia. I'm going to make Oklahoma 1.5.
1. Oklahoma 1. Texas at Kansas.
Boy, that's Texas.
Off the board.
That's Texas nemesis, Kansas.
Off the board. Because
Sam Ellinger.
Yeah, Sam Ellinger. If it's Bushel, is that a scary game? I'll tell you this. Kansas played Oklahoma pretty...
Playing tough.
And this is the last game. They're going to play their ass off for David Beatty.
Did you guys talk about the fact that Michelle Herman wore an OK Cool
Hook'em
shirt?
Yeah.
What did you say? That's the most ride or die thing I think I've ever seen other than something that involves going to jail.
Michelle Herman, at the end...
OK Cool Hook'em t-shirt.
It's a long, drawn-out story, but Zach Smith accusing Tom Herman of infidelities in a text to Tom Herman, and all Tom Herman responded was, OK Cool Hook'em, and Michelle Herman wore OK Cool Hook'em shirt.
I guess Anwar Richardson... I don't know if he made those shirts or if that was his idea to make them a shirt. I don't know. Someone said he deserved credit for it for whatever reason. But all I know is that it's a burnt orange shirt and it says, OK, cool, hook 'em. Now, it would have really been baller if it had been one of the text,
text.
You know, where it looked like the text screen. That's when you, with blue and white.
The first place I saw about making t-shirts was on Barstool. They wanted to make OK, cool, hook 'em t-shirts.
Well, everybody had that idea. And Michelle Herman, made him, and Michelle Herman bought one and wore it.
So you got Les Miles? You don't have that?
I'll pull that up. But it just speaks, we talked about it yesterday, about the cult that is college football, where Anwar Richardson, if he did create the shirt, he is a reporter who covers
Orange
Texas,
Bloods.
Right? Orange Bloods, and just that whole community where you're against our guy. We'll see.
Okay, cool.
Okay, we'll see. And by the way, Texas people are upset about another thing. Brecken Hager. He said OU sucks.
All right.
He got reprimanded.
Can we be real about this? That was the most horse bleep thing ever. He said he stopped and did the whole, OU doesn't have any kind of defense. And then he stopped and goes, you know what? What time is it? 11:18 and OU still sucks. That whole thing that Texas does. They made him come out and apologize.
I am so sorry if I offended anyone from Oklahoma. It was never my intention.
Oh, yes, it was.
I hope that everyone can be friends still.
No.
And we can all give each other back rubs in a chain, like a big train giving each other back rubs and be friendly. And I don't mean to offend anyone. And
so I guess no horns down because that's offensive. We can't do that on road games, like people who aren't even playing Texas. Well,
West Virginia got penalized for it.
You can't. You're not supposed to do that. It's not good. It's bad sportsmanship. It's really bad. Just like Brecken.
Stop.
That was bad sportsmanship.
Oh, you suck. There's nothing we can do about it.
Well, that was bad sportsmanship.
They don't really suck. I know it's clever to say, I guess. I know it's very original and clever to say, but they don't really suck.
Well, no. Why is Texas not falling into the Gulf of Mexico?
He's using all the old because OU.
I don't want to. I don't care about. I don't care about that
because OU sucks.
I don't care about this regional rivalry. To be honest with you,
I don't care about OU and I don't care about Texas. But I like that the Brecken. Now I actually like Brecken.
And
he's a hair guy with a bandana, and his hair's the most important thing in his life. Now I actually like him because he said, "What time is it?" And OU still sucks.
That's the most.
That's fine.
That there's nothing. I mean, come on, guys.
Look, it's
really
great.
We really have to apologize for that too.
Frankly, it's awesome because if it goes the way I think it'll go, he'll see Texas one more time. I mean, OU one more time this year.
Then you got to stand.
Then you got to stop Kyler and everybody else.
Keep that same energy.
Exactly.
Keep that same energy.
But it's. I was going to bring it up because I was on Ann Y. Richardson's Twitter feed to see if he originated the shirt and stuff. But that Brecken Hager thing's like populating his feed, and every Texas pundit's like, "Oh, you guys have a problem with this, but what you don't have a problem with Big 12 is sexual assault." That's where they've taken it out.
Oh, we've gone to Baylor. Yeah. We've gone to Baylor.
Wait, we're to Baylor.
Yeah, that's what Texas people are doing now.
Wait,
that's
what. Why can't we go to TCU? Quarterbacks dealing heroin.
Are they talking about Ohio? Actually, are they talking about Ohio State?
No, I think
they said Big 12.
Big 12,
Big 12.
Wow, we're going all the way back to Baylor on that?
Right.
Well, you got to throw it someplace else.
Let's go.
I guess. I don't know. I don't think that's a shot at Oklahoma.
Every school in the Big 12.
It's a shot at the Big 12.
They could have gone try to go Joe Mixon. Of course, he got suspended.
No, it's because the Big 12 reprimanded him. So he got a public censure, I guess. So their response is, "Oh, Big 12, you care about this, but not about
Big
sexual 12, assault."
That's so weak. That's so weak to say OU sucks is just nothing. It's not hurting anyone Oklahoma's feelings. It's called a rivalry.
It's what has been done for years and years.
Why is ruining the whole world? We can't even do. You can't even have rivalries. You know what? Then I don't. I want to see Oklahoma. I want when Ohio State and Michigan come out. I want to see the ceremonial shaking of the hands at midfield where they shake hands and they exchange, you know, some type of gift baskets to each other before the game. And afterwards, I want you to take your jerseys off and hang it to the other one. And I want team where everyone interlocks player, you know.
It does. Let's 2018 do blows. You can't even steal an intern's burger anymore.
I know. 2018.
Yes, you can.
Well, here, how about
you 100% can.
Hey, you want to get an Ohio State kicker in here?
Klein?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's bring him in, all right?
Ask him when he played Michigan if they had the ceremonial handshake and the passing of the fruits to each other, the fruit basket.
Did you guys exchange gifts before the game with Michigan, Mark?
No.
Well, that was a different time, though. Now?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, you have to exchange numbers, maybe even get a diamond.
I do have the gold pants that you do get when you win.
Oh, you get gold pants?
You get gold pants. Everybody on the team tradition, you get gold pants.
It sounds like a payment to me, and we're going to have to call the NCAA on this one.
I don't know. It's a tradition. I got my gold pants with the score on it.
Well, you do? Oh, sweet. Well, yeah, let me ask you this question. You got any diamonds over there?
Oh, we do have diamonds. Diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, anything in jewelry. You know, John, I've been doing this since 1990. Dad had it since 1969, family business. Anything in jewelry. If you're going somewhere and you need a diamond, if you're looking for a price on a diamond, you got a friend that's in the business that has the best deal on a diamond, call me on the phone. I'll quote you my price. It's going to be the best deal in the city. I'm the only one that quotes my price over the phone. I'll even text you now. Diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets. We do computer CAD design. We make everything right there in the store. So there's no better deal in the city. If you need something made, you need a piece of jewelry for Christmas time, I'm open today, 10 to 5:30, ready to go, take care of you. Anything you want, diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets, rings, loose diamonds, anything. You need something repaired, You need some gold bought that's old. You can, you know, trade in your old gold, or you can sell it to go buy other Christmas presents somewhere else. Anything you want, you give us a call, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388. And, hey, we'll take care of you. Check out KleinsJewelry.com. In a perfect situation, I let love down the drain. There's the pitch, slow and straight. All I have to do is swing.
Here on the bench.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, so quick question for you regarding your Houston Texans. I watched the Texans game yesterday. I was out of town. Watched Colts Titans in person. Man, Andrew Luck looks great right now. The two best teams in the division right now are easily the Texans and Colts. And I never, boy, at the beginning of the year, after the first month, I would have never, ever, ever thought that ever. We would have been saying the
Texans.
Well, that
Texans, makes one of us.
The Texans and the Colts were the two best in the division, but what the Colts are going to be, they're going to offer a real challenge. I think the Titans are done, and we know the Jaguars are done. They blew another one.
Well, you gotta put them to sleep this Monday.
Who, Jaguars?
No, the Titans.
Oh, the Titans. Well, even if they are done, you can't. Like, I think the Texans are just going to cruise into the division probably, but you can't afford to. You don't want to lose a couple of division games like the Chiefs. I mean, the Colts are going to be. You saw the Jacksonville Jaguars really gave Pittsburgh all they want. And frankly, they kind of walked into that loss with the way they played offensively. The Colts score a ton of points now. They've done this in three of the last four games. They've been in the 30s. And then the Titans, though, I just got done watching a terrible, terrible Titans team. And I don't think Blaine Gabbert can beat you. I think you will put it on him on Monday. I want to see a lot better game from Deshaun Watson. I feel like Deshaun Watson right now, he is becoming the quarterback that I had predicted or written up my projection on Draft Profile, where he's good, not great, but he's got the chance to make plays and get better. Last year is starting to feel like that was the anomaly. It was because he's not posting those same kind of numbers. He's still a good quarterback. I'm glad the Houston Texans have him. I feel like they have figured out their quarterback thing. But he was posting these crazy, you know, like Pat Mahomes type numbers, and that's kind of gone away. But what he is doing is settling into becoming a nice NFL quarterback. What's a ceiling? What do you feel like the ceiling is right now for Deshaun? There are a lot of people who think the ceiling is still potentially Super Bowl winner and even league MVP. I think that's still possible.
Why wouldn't you? The ceiling is the roof for him. There's no question. Why would you think otherwise? I mean, he has some stinkers. He's played basically just over 1 year of football.
Yeah.
So. I mean, Pat Mahomes is the aberration.
I can't.
It's ridiculous. Everybody's looking at that going.
But you know what? I don't feel like I was wrong on Mitch Trubisky either. I thought he was a good quarterback coming out, and I think
really good right now.
It's
the young quarterbacks in the league. I mean, you got to feel good about Baker. You got to feel good about Deshaun. Obviously, Mahomes, Goff, Trubisky. You know, Sam Darnold.
I still feel good about Wentz.
I feel good about Wentz. I still feel good about Darnold. I mean, that you don't become Pat Mahomes your first year of playing. Everybody's like, well, he's not that good. Well, slow down. My goodness.
He has not much help over there. But Sam Darnold has the mental toughness, I think, to get through it. You know, so this is one of the reasons I thought Lamar Jackson was so interesting. I don't know that Lamar Jackson can last long term in the NFL because
this is an RG3 thing.
He is, but as a runner, he is so incredibly dynamic that he has a chance to single-handedly win games with his feet. I mean, he's as good a slasher as a runner as any running back that I looked at last year coming out of the draft. I mean, Saquon is a different dude, but if you want to talk about just pure slash ability, just cut and go, Lamar Jackson was probably it. He was probably the best runner, and he doesn't even have to throw the ball well to have an impact on games for the Jaguars this year.
No, because how scared are you that he's going to?
But that's the thing. I just don't know that you can trust him long term to be your quarterback of the future because I think he's not going to beat you with passing right now.
Dog
not
chasing a car. He's there one day and he's not the next.
And that's what I really worry about with him. One thing we've seen with Deshaun Watson, I was a little worried about that after the Cowboys game. That Cowboys game scared him straight because Deshaun wants no part of that kind of fit. And I'm okay with that, by the way.
If somebody asked me, John, my buddy John, do you think that he is not the same runner that he was last year because of the knee injury?
I don't think so. I think he got his wig split against Dallas and almost had his chest caved in and said, you know what, I'm gonna pick and choose a little bit. Yep. I'm going to be smart, which is the best decision he ever made.
Yep. All right, 844 ESPN 97.5.
Don't stop running, though.
No, you got to.
Like,
he's
Mitchell
to.
Trubisky is, I think, way ahead of him in rushing yards. That's still a big
he's
part of what he has to do.
He's more athletic, just like Andrew Luck, more athletic than you think he is.
Yes,
he
is.
What do you mean, why would I think he's not athletic?
Because he's a pocket passer.
No, he wasn't that in North Carolina. He moved around quite a bit in North Carolina.
White meat.
Oh, because I remember him watching him in North Carolina. He moved around quite a bit.
Yeah,
they ran him quite a bit there.
Well, it's white meat. Hmm. That's why.
Well, maybe if you stop with your preconceived notions, you would stop saying things like he's
Is
more
it racist for a white guy to say he doesn't look that athletic?
It's ignorant to say, not
okay.
Racist.
All right. Well, I'm okay with being ignorant then.
Well, we know that to be the case.
Yes. What we need to talk about right now. Why are you backing away?
I got a coach from Charleston University calling, and I'm like, it's embarrassing.
Did you rip one of his players?
He wants to talk about Jeff Kaminsky. It's the most draft thing of all time.
Uh-oh.
You know how many? You know how I had to watch this kid's tape? I don't have any NFL tape on him. I had to literally stream YouTube, and there was a student broadcast of a game where they're streaming off of some kind of camera phone, and I'm watching. It wasn't a camera phone. It was actually a pretty interesting internet stream, and I'm listening to the students say, here at West Virginia State taking on Charleston, and I'm just listening to this and trying to watch these odd camera angles and cutaways as the student broadcast was trying to
Lance,
come up with
where you find a diamond in the rough.
Just let's say credit that coach for keeping the hustle going for one of his guys.
Yeah, that's all. Right.
No, love I that. Called him yesterday. I wanted to find out if I could actually find, you know, real tape on him.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I'm sure the coach has an all-22.
Yeah, he better.
Maybe not. Hey. Maybe not. All I know is this. Rich Drake has Renter's Warehouse, and he's got, if you're in the market to sell your home, rethink that. Rethink it right now. Rent your home. Keep the asset. If your credit is good enough, you can buy another home, or you can rent somewhere else, because the money that you're using for your mortgage right now, you don't need it for your mortgage because somebody else is paying off your mortgage. That's what happens at Renter's Warehouse in an average of 17 days. And by the way, go ahead, see if you're going to get your price for your home if you sell it in 17 days. That ain't happening. Trust me. We're talking about – and it. Listen, it's always a buyer's market out there because there's so many houses for sale. And I'm sorry. I don't want that one. I can get this. How about I'll just build a house? I don't need your house. That happens all the time. So if you're looking for the best way to go about this, rent.
Renter's Warehouse will make sure that your house is taken care of, and it starts the process of finding the right rental price, and it ends with your $99 a month, meaning they're going to find and vet good renters for you. They're going to take care of issues that arise with your home. I'm telling you, Renter's Warehouse is a chance for you to have your home pay you as opposed to you paying into the home. Wouldn't you love to get money back and have someone else paying your mortgage so that you continue to build equity? That's what we're talking about. It's worth the consideration. Make sure that you call Renter's Warehouse and find out what your home will rent for at 713-224-RENT or go to renterswarehouse.com. I can't escape
this hell. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, 850 on ESPN 97.5. So, that game last night, they're being asked right now on... This is the topic on Stephen A. Smith. Is that the greatest regular season game in history? My son texted me during the game. He goes, this is the greatest game I've ever seen. Really, really great NFL PR right there. When you had all the hype that ESPN had put on that game. And for it not only to live up to the hype, but exceed it. Vegas, not so thrilled with that game. Here's the deal. Is first of all, they got inundated with the over on 63, and they took a beating. Secondly, when the game falls on the number, they take another beating because wherever it is, you're going to get that half a point. At places, it was Rams minus 2.5. You buy, if you're taking the Chiefs, you go to 3.5. And if it hits that number, 3, Vegas is going to take a whooping. And I'm sure last night, I know one bookie I talked to said, yep, got my ass kicked. That is, and especially a game as prominent as that one. If that was Jags, Titans, you know, oh well, you take a Monday night, Rams, Chiefs is, I would imagine that that was the worst beat that Vegas took this season on any game. Because it hit the number.
I don't have the background to go back and forth. I'll take your word for it. But as your initial point about how it's the best game of all time, Big 12 schools are like, yeah, we do this every Saturday. We do this every Saturday.
What's the Mac saying? Yeah. Oh, really?
We do this every Tuesday. Yeah. What are you talking about?
We do this on Tuesdays.
Hey, tune in tonight. It'll be the same deal. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all recency stuff. I mean, it was an entertaining ball game, but I'm sure you can go through the annals of time and find other entertaining games with really good teams going. What, the Giants-Patriots game at the end of the regular season where the Patriots trying to go undefeated wasn't a great ball game, too? People, that had more high drama right. Because of what the Patriots were trying to accomplish. It's just because it happened last night.
Hollywood Hop. Yeah, I feel bad for Vegas. GTFOH. I didn't say I felt bad for Vegas.
Sounded like you did.
No. Well, here's the deal. If they close the casinos because they keep getting beat like this, then you'll feel bad that you don't have any place to bet on sports because they don't have any money left.
I got my bookie for that.
Well, my bookie can't withstand this every week. Chiefs and Rams.
Where's your co-host, by the way?
Boo-boo juice? I don't know.
No.
Did he drink some boo-boo juice?
No, he's on the phone talking to that coach.
Oh, God.
He couldn't wait to act.
He's talking to Charleston State.
The Charleston football coach.
Charleston State instead of doing his radio show?
He couldn't have waited till 9:30.
Just, coach, I'll call you back at 9:30. Well, Charleston State might be practicing at 9:30.
What?
Charleston State is done with their season.
Sure they're playing games still?
No, they're done.
So, there's no decorum here. He just decided to take a phone call. No, he didn't even take the phone call. It would be worse. It's worse that he let it rang and he didn't pick up. And then he waited to call him back during the show. It's not like it was you got caught by surprise and took a phone call. He was like, I'll just phone him right now.
Texas Tiger says, what?
That is unbelievable. You guys got pushed for Charleston State?
Well, how about this? On Friday? AJ played in the poker tournament. He missed 2.5 hours of his show. He only goes for 3 hours.
But that's a poker tournament.
Well, but wait a minute. You got to do your radio show.
The reason he gets to do the poker tournament is because of the show.
I know, but Charleston State, obviously, this is an important phone call.
That he's hung on, and it's been going on for like 5 minutes.
What?
Charleston State?
No, University of Charleston.
Whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's not
our bad.
State.
Our
good.
Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, so you, well then
that makes sense.
Yeah. So let's. Anyway, who are they playing this week? Wisconsin or?
I think they actually.
Who they
have,
got? Because did you set up an interview for the show?
We're gonna have Jeff Kaminsky on. Their DN. Jeff Kaminsky.
Who's that?
He is a defensive end for he was came in as an option quarterback at 218. He's 285 now. He's going to be a Senior Bowl invite.
So did you know you still had a couple minutes of the show to do?
A couple like, minutes? No, a couple of segments.
At least this show. To 9 o'clock.
I thought I was just going to keep getting slandered about some stupid hamburger.
You brought got slandered. Well, you brought up the story. We wouldn't have known about it.
You misrepresented what actually happened.
I listened to Tatiana.
Here's what Gary says.
Look,
I can DoorDash you some breakfast so you don't have to steal food.
Well, that's what
Somebody's
you did.
In my DMs telling me I'm stealing food.
Well, if you weren't the Hamburglar, you wouldn't have gotten that DM.
I hate this nickname.
Hey, are you going to?
I hate the
Hamburglar. Who are you interviewing? Jeff Kaminsky?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell him?
No, that was the coach telling me about Jeff Kaminsky.
Oh, is that coach going to come down here to tell you? Are you going to make him drive all the way up here just to tell you?
Yeah. And then why couldn't Tatiana have made a phone call? You had her come up here, an intern, when she wasn't scheduled to tell your dumb story.
Why didn't she just do it over the phone?
Because I'm giving her a chance to get airtime.
Oh.
Is that how you sold it? That's
and then, hey, and John, isn't she a pleasant
lady? She's a wonderful young
lady. This isn't about us. It's about her.
I may have just gotten her a job somewhere in the market. You're welcome,
did
Tatiana.
You? Did you?
Burger, the exchange is, yeah, I may have just opened a door for her. As far as I'm concerned, next time another burger comes in, just bring
it
in to
me. I think you got yourself
bring me your burger.
I think,
because that just puts people to work.
I don't think Tatiana
put people to work.
I don't think Tatiana got a job. I think you got a side job at McDonald's.
Hey, Tatiana,
You're going to put on that Hamburglar outfit and go make appearance with the kids.
Who was listening? Hey, Tatiana, sweetheart, I heard your segment this morning. Great stuff. I want to hire you right now.
Hey, doll. Hey, baby love. Why don't you come do some? And she's really good at basketball. She played basketball.
No, she out of the womb. She said
she's been balling out.
She's
of the
been
womb.
Balling out of the
she
womb.
She said, "I'll take Raheel's ass to the rack."
Yeah, she could.
She
too.
Said that during the break. She said that. You didn't hear it on the airs during the break.
Raheel doesn't believe a girl. Can beat him,
Texas Tiger, you're
There's
off.
Girls that can beat Raheel.
I know. I know that, but he doesn't believe
Sue
it.
Sue Bird can hoop on the ball.
Sue Bird now in the front office.
I know because Sue Bird beat you.
Yeah, probably.
Game of 10.
I haven't seen her play.
Threes count as twos.
I don't know.
Threes count as twos.
Have you seen her play recently?
I don't know. You can outjump her. And...
Threes count as twos.
I think it'll be a good game.
She's a better shooter.
She's a better shooter.
Yeah, she's a better shooter. We all know that.
Threes count as twos.
I'm still trying to catch up on my bookie from that one.
I can't believe you played the over. I
can't believe you fell for that. I was an insider for...
Raheel dumped. I made so much money off of that.
Mm. No, I didn't. Don't say that. I don't want to get in trouble.
All right, 8:57 ESPN.
I can't get in trouble. They're not here. They're not doing it anymore because Barstool got mad.
Pat McAfee got mad.
Or Pat McAfee. Not McAfee. He's not with Barstool.
No, he's not.
No.
By the way, who would you guess are the three most popular jerseys at the stadium? And with the
Andrew
Colts.
Luck.
Yep.
Peyton Manning.
Yep, actually four.
Yeah.
That's three.
And who?
T.Y.
Luck, Manning, and for that day, Reggie Wayne and Pat McAfee.
Yeah,
those
Reggie
are the
Wayne.
Only five you see.
Reggie Wayne, yeah. Mm. Well, he was honored.
They honored him, but McAfee also, there's a lot of number one McAfees, too. Oh, he's a cult hero.
He's more popular now.
Raheel and I were talking about the cam, like the in-stadium cam, and it's just, you know, it's Midwestern. It's the Midwestern blondes, you know, like, yeah, Colts! You know, it's just, you know what
and
I'm talking
everybody
about.
Everybody there, everybody has a jersey on.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
If you're not in a jersey, you're in a sweater.
It's almost.
Or like a sweatshirt.
It's unbelievable. But when I went to North Dakota State last year.
Yeah.
Every single person
had a jersey.
It was in yellow jersey. Every single person. And when you go to Colts game, it's the same thing. Everybody has that blue jersey. It is unbelievable.
They don't wear the white jerseys. It's blue jerseys or blue sweatshirts.
Yes. All right, 8:58 ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins us officially on the other side where he gets paid for it. Right now, though, you know who else is on our air right here? John Clay Wolf. He's on Saturday mornings right here on ESPN 97.5. I think it's like 8 to 12 or something. I don't know, but I do know this. You call in, you tell him what kind of car you got, the year, make, model, what kind of shape it's in, and he's going to give you a quote over the phone. Who does that? Who can possibly do that? This dude buys like 2,000 cars a month. He buys 2,000 cars a month, and he doesn't care. He's going to overpay for it. He does it all the time. He says, oh, yeah, I way overpaid for that. That was dumb. But he doesn't care. And he's always going to give you the highest price. And if he doesn't, if he can't beat CarMax, it happens. He can't be Carmack. He's like, oh, that's just too much, Carmack. Go get it. He'll send you $100. That's how sure he is that he's going to give you the best. So be armed with that. If you're going to go to the dealership and then the dealership tells you a lot less, you go, no, I can sell it to John Clay Wolf at givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
ESPN 97.5.